Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Have you ever heard of an illness called leprosy? Leprosy is caused by bacteria inactive in the body for up to 5 years before any symptoms show. Then the person notices muscle weakness, skin rashes, and white patches appearing, and eye problems. If untreated, it then affects the nerves in the hands and feet, so that feeling in one's fingers and toes is lost. A person with dead nerves in their hands may pick up something very hot but feel no pain. When this happens, the person receives bad flesh wounds that need good care to avoid infection. People in poor communities around the world dread getting leprosy, as it carries a social stigma with it. Communities are generally reluctant to accept people with disabilities and deformities. Modern drugs, however, can cure leprosy if it is caught in the early stages and before the nerve damage becomes severe. If nerve damage occurs, then expensive corrective surgery is needed to help the sufferer. People's fear of getting leprosy can be a powerful motivator for families to abandon the sick member, leaving them to fend for themselves. 80% of people affected by leprosy can't find work to support themselves, so they're often outcast and very poor. At the time of today's Bible adventure, Naaman was the commander of the Syrian army, and he'd become a victim to leprosy. Syria had been sending raiding parties into Israelite territory to steal food, farm animals, and even people as slaves. One little girl who was captured in a raid became a servant in Naaman's own house. Despite the girl's desire to return to her own family, she worked faithfully for her new owners. She spoke of the prophet of God in Samaria and how he could cure Naaman of his leprosy. At first, Naaman doubted there was any help for his disease, but in time, the little girl gave him new hope of being cured. This turnaround is recorded in the Old Testament book of 2 Kings, chapter 5.
Where is my little slave?
Yes, ma'am. You called?
Yes. Will you please... Why, child, have you been crying? What's the matter?
I'm sorry, mistress, but sometimes I do get homesick for my parents and for Israel. I try not to be sad, and I don't...
I know, I know. You're a brave and cheerful girl, and I love you for it. I'll try harder to make you happy here.
Oh, mistress... You are good to me, and I am so glad that God had you by me. I thank him every night for his goodness to me.
How can you thank your God for what he's done for you? He let the Syrians defeat your nation, and he let you be taken captive and sold as a slave. I should think you'd forget all about him and worship my God. See, isn't he pretty?
But your God is a God of wood. My God is a living God, and I know he allowed our nation to suffer defeat in the war with your nation. But that was because so many of our people had ceased to serve him. But he still blesses us as individuals if we love and obey him.
Well, he let you be taken captive and sold as a slave.
True, and I don't know why, yet. Maybe I will never know, but my parents taught me that God has a reason for allowing even unpleasant things to happen to us sometimes. But if we will love and trust him, he will make good come out of it.
Oh, my, but you're a strange little thing. But I called you to carry in the bathwater for Master Naaman. Well, I'd better ask one of the older servants. The water would be too heavy for you.
But I love to, mistress. Master Naaman is a great man. That's why your king made him captain over all the armies.
You know about my husband?
Oh, yes, mistress. All Israel knows what a brave and good soldier he is. And I'm so sorry, mistress, that Master Naaman has leprosy.
You know about that, too?
Yes, mistress. And I wish with all my heart that Master Naaman could go to the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure the master of leprosy. God has prophets who will help in ministering to him.
Captain, sir.
Yes?
I've heard about the new slave your wife has, a little girl.
Yes. Seems awfully nice. A cheerful and willing worker, that's sure. What about her?
Well, Captain, sir, I understand that she claims that there's a man in Israel who can cure leprosy.
Yes, she's been trying to get me to go and see her prophet. She's sure that he can cure me of, you know, and I have heard tales about miracles and mysterious things happening in Israel. Well, maybe the little girl is right. Maybe there is a man in Israel who can... No, there is no cure for leprosy. Yet some of the things I've heard about Israel and Israel's God are true.
You may come forward, Naaman.
Long live the king. Long live the king.
Yes?
I wish to request a favor of my king.
No reasonable request will be denied the captain of my forces.
O king, it is said there is a man in Israel who is able to cure me of my leprosy. I wish permission from my king to go there and see if this be true.
Permission granted. Scribe, write a parchment to the king of Israel stating that my captain comes on a peaceful mission. Sign it with my signet ring, and let Captain Naaman take it with him.
Lackey, this parchment.
The king of Syria must be crazy to think that I can cure leprosy. Who am I, God, that I can kill and make alive? Or is this merely a trap? If I don't cure Naaman's leprosy, and I can't, his king will have a good excuse to send his servants and kill me.
Great and wise king of Israel, my king wrote this parchment at my request. It is not a trap, but an honest desire on my part to be cured of leprosy.
Lackey, see that the Syrian captain and his men are comfortably quartered for the night and escorted safely to the border in the morning.
Yes?
Oh, I am Naaman, captain of the Syrian forces. Is this the abode of Elisha the prophet?
It is.
There came a message to your king stating that Elisha the prophet wished me to come here.
He did send such a message, sir.
May I see him?
He wished me to give thee this message. Go, O Naaman, and wash in the river Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be rid of thy leprosy.
Isn't Elisha at home?
Yes, sir. But he instructed me to give unto thee only the message. Good day to you, sir.
He wouldn't even bother to see me. Come, then, back to Syria.
Get up.
Oh, I thought surely he would come out and at least wave his hand over me to cure the leprosy. Bathe 7 times in the muddy waters of Jordan. Why, if I wanted to bathe in a river, I wouldn't choose the Jordan. The rivers back home in Damascus are much cleaner.
Captain, sir, had Elisha bid thee to do some great and brave thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much simpler to merely wash and be cured.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Come, we shall go to the Jordan, and I'll dip myself 7 times in its waters.
One. Two. Six. Seven. Captain, your flesh is as clean and as pure as a newborn baby's. The leprosy is gone from thee.
It is. It is. Praise be unto the God of Israel. Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel.
Naaman had developed hope that the prophet of Israel's God could cure him of his leprosy. When his courage was strong, Naaman approached the king of Syria for permission to visit the prophet in Israel. The king granted Naaman's request. As an important person in his country, Naaman expected to be treated the same when visiting Israel. Oddly, he didn't feel afraid that the Israelites would take revenge on him for the loss of their animals and people. Although the Syrians had raided Israelite towns close to the border, the two countries were not officially at war. Naaman's young Israelite slave girl is a good example of how to do all the little things in life well. If we're not faithful in doing the small things well, how can we expect to be given greater things to do? We must live each day doing our best at everything, remembering that we can only please God if we live in Christ's strength and believe in his truth. Temptation to do sloppy work can invade our minds, saying, near enough is good enough. But we must resist with a counter-attitude that wants to bring glory and honour to God in everything we say and do. When the king of Israel sent Naaman to Elisha's house, Naaman expected to be met by Elisha in person and treated royally, but Elisha refused to meet with Naaman. He just sent a message instead. This put-down caused Naaman to react very badly. He flew into a rage and refused to do what Elisha told him to do. Sometimes we too can find ourselves in unexpected circumstances and react negatively, just like Naaman did. The Lord Jesus Christ lived here on earth with inner serenity and spiritual poise. As Christians, we need to develop this through the guidance of God's Holy Spirit. When filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit, we won't be thrown off guard and say things we shouldn't when an upset happens. The most powerful form of evangelism is when our words and lifestyle match. If they don't, our Christianity appears as words only. We long for our world to be free from pain. No one particularly enjoys pain and suffering, but God's intention is to bring good things out of these stressful events. Physical pain is the body's way of warning us that there's a problem that needs help. Mental pain and suffering may be God's way to draw a person closer to himself. In the tough times, we need to rely on God to guide us in the way he wants us to go. The life of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is an anchor to hold us by God's power, provisions, and promises. The circumstances of our lives may change, but our future is as secure as the character of God himself. No matter what terrible thing happens, those who trust in God hope in his promises and expect them all to come true. When we're convinced that we're in God's hands, we can be very sure that no one or no difficult circumstance can take us out of them. When Naaman's servant spoke to him about how easy it was to follow Elisha's instructions, Naaman reconsidered the prophet's words and obeyed them. He washed 7 times in the dirty Jordan River. When arising from the water the 7th time, healed of his leprosy, Naaman rejoiced over the miracle God had just done for him. He promptly returned to Elisha's house to thank him, but this time in humbleness and meekness. Why is it so very important to obey what God says? God's commandments are not heavy duties if we love him, but pathways to joyful, meaningful, and satisfying lives. Obeying God is the only way to stay in fellowship with him and receiving God's benefits. The Lord Jesus said in John's Gospel, chapter 14, "If you love me, obey my commandments." God's call for your obedience is based on his own commitment to your well-being. Since God is the creator of life, he knows how life works, even if the world is full of sin. Obedience shows your thankfulness for all that God has done for you. It shows your willingness to follow through on what he says, and it also shows your trust in God's way being best for you with your desire to be in close relationship with him. Obedience is motivated by faith and thankfulness, but obedience itself is not the way to heaven. Only faith in Jesus Christ as Savior will do this. Obedience is the result of faith. It's not the pathway to faith. Naaman was very glad he obeyed what Elisha said. His skin was brand new and his heart refreshed and joyful. You'll be glad too if you hope in the work Jesus did on the cross in making amends for your sin. No one can pay for their own sin. The price is far beyond what anyone can pay. But God has made his instructions simple so that even little children can trust and believe. Have faith in Jesus. He and he alone can wash and clean you from all your sin. Just humbly ask now. He's waiting to receive you and fill you with rejoicing. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time.